Welcome to the Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Are there some days you feel your age? I mean, really feel your age. Perhaps you look too closely in the mirror and see some gray hair and wrinkles that you hadn't noticed before. Or it takes a little longer to bounce back from a late night. Maybe those active sports are getting harder to play. And then do you say, I'm getting old. Or perhaps you even continue with, I don't like this getting old stuff. I wish I could stay young. Well, those are common comments if you're around adults of most any age. But do you think that children are listening to these complaints and statements? Have you ever wondered what attitudes children have about aging? And a big question, does your attitude about aging impact your children's attitude? Children's attitudes about aging are based on several factors. Language, humor and jokes, literature, media, especially TV and movies, family influences, and experiences. Children's cognitive development occurs in stages. Young children between the ages of 2 and 7 use what we call pre-operational thinking. They use symbols and they think in concrete physical attributes. So if you ask a young child to describe an older person, he might talk about gray hair, a cane, wrinkles, things he can see. Then, as children develop from ages 7 to 12, they reach the concrete operational stage. It just means that they're able to use more descriptive words and think about some abstract characteristics. If you ask a child who's 10 to describe an older adult, she can tell you about how her older neighbor knows all about gardening or that grandpa was a soldier in the war. Children's attitudes toward the elderly, CATE, C-A-T-E, is an instrument designed to assess children's attitudes toward the elderly and the aging process. Results from one study of children from nursery school through age 6th grade suggested that children have limited knowledge of and contact with older persons. Children do not perceive old age as positive. And children's attitudes toward older persons show a mixture of positive feelings and either stereotypic or even negative attitudes about the physical aspects of age. Middlecamp and Gross found that children who frequently interacted with older adults used more positive descriptions of them than of older adults who were strangers. Likewise, in a study about children's fears about personal aging, McGuinn and Mosher Ashley discovered that a close relationship with a grandparent contributed to positive attitudes and even lessened the fear of older adults. Laura Dornfio's study, using drawings to explore children's attitude towards the elderly, looks at children's attitudes towards aging. When asked how they feel about getting older, 60 to 70% of the 3rd, 5th, and 7th graders studied gave a negative response. Girls felt more positively than boys, and 70% of the children drew a young person as the same gender as themselves and an older person as an opposite gender of themselves. Wow, fascinating studies coupled with an approaching longevity revolution. Something to think about. So join us this month as we blog about children's attitudes about aging. We'll talk about how to help children view the aging process in a healthy and realistic way. We plan to share the benefits of intergenerational programs, and as always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. Share your own attitudes about aging and how you want your child to perceive aging. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.